You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
I am so surprised at this report. When you compare traditional students who are going to your, what we call in America, the public school, then and we're spending $12,000 a student, comparing them to what we're actually, what's it costing somebody to go to homeschool and what they're doing significantly. It's amazing how we're not getting the same kind of education that we're paying all this money for when homeschoolers are actually greatly succeeding in all these different scores. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Isn't this amazing?
It is amazing.
Because so many people talk about it, it's like, oh,
you got to go to public school.
You got to go to public school.
Got to go to public school.
You got to do public school, you know. And I think the reason why, looking at these statistics we'll talk about, is they're using those schools as re-education camps, basically, to re-educate our children to the way that they would want a world view versus a biblical view.
Well, that and salaries. I mean, I know firsthand experience when I was in New Jersey and my children went to public school there. It was a lot to do with us, what they were paying.
Highly paid
those teachers.
And
absolutely.
Unfireable.
Yeah, unfireable. Yeah. In fact, they were giving out iPads to students in public school. Do I have to pay for this? Oh, no, no.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So you're looking at homeschool students, graduates versus traditional students, graduates.
Well, let's look at the numbers, right?
The numbers would tell. Yeah, what is a standardized testing, these different critical scores that they've taken, comparing those two now. So it's a traditional school, we'd say a public school graduate, you know, $12,000 each, and then or homeschool, somebody's being homeschooled, and what their particular numbers are on this SAT. This is a standardized achievement test. Okay.
So critical reading score, because it's important, you got to read, right? Critical reading score, traditional schools, a student scored a 492, mm-hmm. and a homeschooler or student that was homeschooled scored a 535, so it seems like.
So you're saying homeschool, they're saying, well, this SAT scores, which is a big deal. I mean, SATs are a big deal, really checks everything you know.
Yeah.
So homeschoolers scored higher in reading than those that go to traditional school.
That's right, critical reading.
And by the way, we're no way we're talking anything negative about traditional, we're just trying to, what's the numbers, what's the facts?
What are the facts?
Yeah.
And also too, that you know, the teachers in the public school system are so hampered so many times.
Yes, they are.
By the curriculum, but not also by the curriculum, by the condition the student comes in the public school system. They deal with a lot of external issues that you may necessarily have to deal with in a homeschool setting. So.
Correct. And so also, and schools are funded off your local tax, land tax, basically, property tax. And so if there's a ton of governmental housing around your school, there is no tax dollar to be able to like you have it, like in Texas, for example, a beautiful school system. They have a huge investment in it. They're funded, but they have a lot of tax dollars that are.
So is that why more expensive necessarily properties or neighborhoods have a nicer school than necessarily?
Well, you put it this way, Beverly Hills High School, you're sitting around $500 million houses with a property tax on that. You can imagine what they're able to spend on their education system there. So also know the SAT scores. I was reading. So the SAT scores in regards to mathematical score. Look at this, what does it say?
Traditional school students scored 501, homeschoolers scored 580.
So the SAT test for traditional schools 501, and those that are homeschooled, it's 580. Again, reading and math, they're scoring higher. Because the thing people say is, well, you're not going to get a good education if...
At homeschool.
And it's educators that are saying this, right? It's
like Some colleges won't even accept homeschoolers' diploma.
Those that go, yes.
Yeah, they won't even accept them. And traditionally, look, they're scoring a whole lot better
so far. So far, we don't know. We've got to find out. So what are the SAT scores then for writing? This has got to be a big one. You've got to be able to write.
Got to write. Traditional school students, 478, and homeschool, 542. Now, this is based on 2014 SAT scores. These are college entry exam scores.
Right, right. And so far, you're looking at reading, writing, and arithmetic, right?
Mm. So those are the big three.
you think that's the big three. So obviously, there must be some other issue that you say a different kind of education must be something going on right here. So the homeschool education typically scores 15 to 30% percentile points above the public school students. That's they typically perform
15 to 30% higher.
In the 30 percentile higher than the public school, traditional school.
And let's understand what the SAT is for. It's an college entrance exam, so the higher the
points. And it's a standard yeah. achievement test. What
not
have
only
you
that,
achieved?
But it's also, it makes you in line for some scholarship money as well. So those points matter.
Yes, it does. It really does. So what about in regards to, wait a minute, so does that apply across the board? What about African-American families in America, those that are in traditional education and those that are being homeschooled? What does the number say
Let's
there?
Take a look. So black homeschool students are scoring better 23 to 42 percentile points above black public school students. Think about that. 23 to 42% better.
So it looks like the numbers overwhelmingly are saying, and it's something about that. You get an A on your report card, it's one thing, but when you got to go take the SAT, it really means you still have to remember everything that you learned.
That's
you can't
right.
just take the test and just falls yeah. out of your brain the next
exactly.
day, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But remember, there's a huge narrative that's been weaved and been spoken about and almost has so many people convinced that you cannot receive a good education at home. Because, listen, someone else went 4 years to get a degree. How could a parent, how could a guardian, be able to teach a student?
Right.
They're doing a great job.
Really good job, because you think about it, we'll talk more about the comparison
sure.
of that in a moment. But even the national average percentile scores, homeschool students that are schooled at home are in the 80 percentile. 80 percentile. While the public school students are in the 50 percentile.
Wow.
Well, what it says is, we're not doing a good job where we're paying all this money, for the education.
Well, we're going to find out how much money soon.
No doubt. And so Stanford University actually accepted, of 35 homeschooled, they accepted 26%.
26%?
Yeah, 26%, which is nearly double what they accepted from any other particular rate, double. So they actually see the difference in a good student. But also, the education system, I'm fixing to go to break here, but, there's great teachers out there, there's great administrators, there's great people in the school system, but overwhelmingly, the school system has been really focused against the values, against the Constitution, against what's just right and what's truth, and they're teaching, they're trying to re-educate the culture and change the culture by changing the hearts of our kids instead of just teaching the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic,
that's right.
and being able to succeed in life. They're trying to push agendas on our kids. And we had on our program where the NEA, National Education Association, I believe it is, the union, was saying, historically, he stood up in front of a whole union of teachers and said, we're powerful. We're not powerful because we have this many members. We're not powerful because we're teachers, something of that nature. But the clinch of it was, he says, we're powerful because we have this many members paying their dues and we have money. Mm. It never was that we were powerful because we can speak into the lives of children, we care about children. So in Washington, D.C., we've seen where, they wanted to shift to a school choice offer, be able to go to private school, you can take your voucher and go to a different school. The teachers came out and protested
yes.
against the parents
yes.
who were wanting to send their kids to a private school or a homeschool situation. You're looking like, well, right now what that parent was trying to do is trying to get a good education for their child. Statistically, it says that. So traditional education versus someone who is homeschooled education, we're looking at those two different things. We find out statistically the numbers, the SAT scores, they're scoring higher in reading, writing, arithmetic, and in comparison, they're scoring the 80 percentile.
It's huge. It's
very huge.
Significant.
So the question is, why, right? Like, mm-hmm. why is that particular student doing better? Well, you can think about it. Homeschoolers get more attention. They're the only student in the classroom,
yeah.
right?
Well,
right.
one-on-one attention as opposed right. to 1 to 26 students or 1 to 35 students.
Yeah, versus, I know one particular mother, she had like 12 or 13 children,
whoa.
So she was homeschooling them all.
Well, she probably has other teachers too,
yeah.
other kids, right?
Yes, eventually you do. So, but they get more attention, even if you have 2 or 3 children in your family, if you're teaching them. But they're also able to focus on a weakness where, you're in a classroom full of, 30 students, if not more.
Yeah.
Then they're just general no matter what your weakness is, you're pretty much getting, you get
the next lesson must go on, you know?
If you hit a weakness, they put you in a short bus in a small room.
Oh, wow.
With a special teacher.
Well, just go past that, okay?
And it didn't work. It didn't work. And
well, the lesson must go on, so you got to get what you're going to get, because chapter two's coming.
This guy was having this real long conversation with this particular guy. He's trying to determine where he was in school. And finally, he just said, how long was your bus?
Oh, no.
Because in
we
some...
We have nothing against short bus.
Or short people.
No. Or long ones either.
Yeah. That's good. So they get more attention. They're able to focus on weaknesses. This is the homeschool, why they are actually, as students, a better performer. They're able to grab concepts and are not just taught the test. School, the teacher is being forced to teach the test because she or he determines their success based on you passing the test.
Well, especially too, if the teacher's being graded on whether you pass the test or not.
Right.
We will focus on this test for you to do well.
In life, it's not about tests. This guy says, imagine graduating from school and everything's multiple choice, right? Four different questions. Is it A? Is it B? Is it C? Is it 3? He says, listen, we have doctors that have went through entire education systems where it's multiple choice. That's why they sit here and they talk to you and they say they examine you. And they say, well, it's either 2 or 4 possible things you're struggling with. We don't know which one it is. And they always give you this possibility or that possibility. Sure. But life's not like that. You can't go to your boss and say, your boss says, I want you to get this done. And it's like, can you give me 4 possible things I can do to get this thing done?
Do it or don't do it.
You have to know it. So you have to grasp the concept. And that's one thing with students that go through homeschool, they're able to grasp concepts. And it's concepts that you need. You don't need to be taught the test because life's not about the test. It's about being able to function and do the job. The employer expects you to actually say, yes, I'll do it. And then you have to go and do the groundwork to figure out the concept of fulfilling that particular responsibility they gave you.
Sure.
Right? Or she gave you. So that's one of the reasons why as well. And also, education's made to order. So if you have some really highly intelligent kid who's focuses on reading, they love to read, and that's just something they just do, but their weakness is math, you don't have to lean that much on reading. Just focus on their math and help them in that area. So you're able to, it's like going through a drive-thru. Like, I would like some French fries, a Coke, I know one particular young man, he just needed to order math. Right? You just need to order math.
24/7.
24/7, right?
But also, too, those students that are homeschooled that happen to be Christians, you could actually insert Bible curriculum.
Yes.
Nothing like starting the day with the Bible and prayer. And I'm sure that helps a lot of scores as well.
It really does. If you want your children to know anything, have them know God and know His Word, because the Scripture will begin to wash over their mind, begin to change their life. And now what you think about, obviously, so then if the homeschool student is a higher performing student, they must be paying more money for the homeschool student versus the public school, right?
Yeah. Is mom getting paid more?
Well, so you're looking at here, the U.S. taxpayers actually pay around $12,000 a year per pupil, per student in the classroom.
Wow.
So think about it. If you have, 10 students in that classroom, you're paying,
$120,000
to those 10 students that didn't do their homework. So then you think, what does it cost? It must cost a lot more, though, for these homeschool students, but actually the cost is reported between $500 a year and $2,000.
That's huge.
So allowing that and supporting that, in your country and your culture, you're actually saving money, thousands and thousands of dollars per student. You're getting a higher performing student who can grasp concepts, who can succeed. And it's amazing how the numbers. Listen, we got to go to a break. But comment below. What are your thoughts about $12,000 per student in America for an education system that's producing someone that's actually not succeeding as much, especially in the SATs in regards to qualifying and college and success in regards to that? And they're performing as a homeschool student in the 80 percentile versus the public schools are around 50 percentile levels. It's like you should get more for your money. It's like we should hold our teachers and our school systems accountable for an education. And if not, consider homeschooling. Comment below. What are your thoughts on that? We want to hear from you. Also, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. friends@vfnkb.com, correct?
That's right.
So we're looking at the education system originally, looking at traditional education versus a homeschool education. We found out that the homeschooler actually performs at a higher level in the SAT scores and conceptual levels and so many different benefits of doing that, cost less. But the question is now, let's look at traditional universities and colleges. When someone walks into a university and they have been a homeschool student or a public school student, and they've had their faith in Jesus Christ, they've made their commitment to the Lord, and they consider themselves as a believer in Jesus Christ, they check a box saying, you know, I am a born-again believer. Think about this. This is what's really happening in our education system. And by the way, this what I'm about to say determines eternity for your kid. Mm. Eternity. Forget about their job, their career, how they're going to turn out. This is eternity. This is where they're going to spend eternity. If you're going to a public university, a secular university, 70%, according to some of the Barna statistics, 70% who checked born-again believer when they first came in, after listening to those professors, after listening to all those teachers and doing everything they said, 70% no longer check the box born-again believer. They leave their faith. 70%, 7 out of every 10, 70 out of every 100, 700 out of every 1,000 students sent to universities. And you're actually, think about this. You take out a student loan to send your kid to a place that's going to lead them away from God, and they end up paying on it for the next 20 or 30 years. What are we doing?
That's lunacy. And really, they're re-education camps. They're totally anti-God. Many of them are anti-constitution, but they're definitely anti-God. And what most parents don't know, because either they didn't attend college, times have changed, but it's a whole culture. It's an entire city. You go to a college campus where there's 20, 30,000 students. That's a whole environment that's completely different, right, than the outside world. And so that poor student doesn't have a chance,
right,
if they're going to make it there, to hold on to their Christian faith and to, you know, continue their walk with the Lord.
And they say, right, based on the rapid expansion of technology, by the time you start to get your four-year degree, your bachelor's degree, by the time you graduate, it's outdated because things have changed so
rapidly.
It's
reported that Google, Apple, and a lot of Microsoft right now, you don't even need a college degree to work at these companies.
Yeah.
The technology is advancing. The colleges can't teach you fast enough the things that are necessary. Now, obviously, there's some things that you need to go to school for. If you're going to become a doctor, you know, an attorney, you have to have a college degree. But some of these students don't need to be going to college to learn basket weaving and, you know, drama and all this
philosophy
stuff.
So obviously, you'd want to send your kid to a Christian college.
Right.
And by the way, schools don't save people. Jesus does.
Come on.
And so, you know, it's important to have your relationship with Jesus. So the statistics also, even on that, after experiencing that culture with all the students who came there, that were sent there by their parents to come there to be able to get their education in whatever they were getting their education in that atmosphere, John, 50%, those who check born again believer when they first come in to school, 50%. 50 will uncheck that box and will leave their faith according to a Barna statistic.
If they went to a Christian school.
Right. This is Christian school.
Wow.
Yes, 70% of a secular school. And what it is that, you know, that school systems are not going to save your kids. So a lot of people send their kids to a
Christian school.
Right? My kid needs help. I need to send them somewhere. You know, so they say, send them to the Christian university. Yeah. And so you have all these parents who send all these kids thinking the university would save them. It would have kept them, but really the reality is teaching them to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and own it and to walk it out, you know, is more important than anything else. It's an eternal question, you know, where you'll spend eternity. Think about it, where you'll spend eternity.
Right.
And so we're looking at, we got to begin to take the education mountain back. You know, there's seven mountains of culture we talk about at VFNKB all the time. So we're focused on, you have family, you have education is one of the mountains. You have
media.
Faith and media, arts and entertainment, government and business. But education mountain, we have to get back in there. In America, it's your school system. You know, it is your money, your tax dollars that are going to that school system. That school board member works for you.
Mm-hmm.
That administrator works for you. Look at your tax at the end of the year. That comes out of your taxes to be able to pay for your property taxes to pay for your school. And so education needs to get back on the local level and get out of this national unionized effort where NEA in Washington, D.C. is making some, you know, core education.
Common core.
Common core type system that doesn't work. And so the biggest thing that we can do is begin to say, you know what? I don't like how it's turning out. If homeschoolers are coming out with a greater education, greater ability to succeed, greater SAT scores, we're spending $500 to $2,000 per student versus $12,000 per student. It's time to go back to the drawing board and redraw education in our communities. Listen, share this program with your school leaders, your teachers, and all. Let them see what's going on. They care. That's why they're there, and they want to make a difference. I want comment below. What are your thoughts on this? We want to hear specifically, how do you feel about 70% of students going to a secular university will leave their faith, 70%. And a Christian university, 50% will leave their faith. Comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. God, I just speak wisdom, God, at this day and time when information is changing so rapidly. Encourage them, Lord God. Help them, help the teachers teach, help the administrators administrate. Lord, that we would turn back to the foundations, or take our education mountain back, God. We ask for this, Lord, that we bring even prayer back and bring you back into our schools, Father God. And Lord, dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.